You know how important it is to have a niche when you're marketing? The same goes for your real estate recruiting. That's what we're going to be talking about today on Brokerpreneur Podcast. Running a brokerage is hard work. So whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, literally the doctor of flow.
The doctor of allergies.
Yeah, the doctor of allergies. I'm here with the big guy, as usual. What's up, Matt?
The Sasquatch of allergies. Just living the dream, listening to you trying to work through this.
Yeah, man, I was like, no joke, sneezing all night. I was just like sitting on the couch sneezing, like whatever. Got a job to do.
Yep.
So, Matt, tell us about what we're talking about today.
Yeah, so we all know that in marketing, it's important to have a niche, a center, right? What is it that we're focusing on? That's especially true in recruiting. It's easy to get distracted. We're going to talk about how to not get distracted with it, but still have success by leaning into that niche.
All right, I like it. Well, guys, before we get started, you know the routine. Go down to the links in the description below. Click on the one that says Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society and register for that. We would love to meet you guys every single Friday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's absolutely free to attend. Matt and I are there live with a bunch of brokers from cross country. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun. We talk about recruiting, retention, and agent productivity, you name it, anything scaling a brokerage. Man, we'd love to answer your questions and just have a good time with you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we always bring a topic, like you said, right? And but lately we haven't gotten to it, which I absolutely love. Right? Yeah. People are coming in there and they're saying, "Hey, what about this?" And I ran into this, and I was meeting with somebody, and this happened, and how do I make? And so we love that.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. That makes it it's much more fun answering questions and having really good conversations.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. Matt, define niche for me really quick.
Right. Well, so I think we all know what a niche is, right?
You know how I roll, man. I'm just putting it out there.
So it's being specific on what's going to match the culture of your office.
Yeah.
That's really what we're talking about. And so here's where people get bogged down sometimes. Okay. And this is why I wanted to make sure that we talked about this. And I like it that you started with niche, right? Because that's a super crucial part of it. You know, so many times we look around at our office and we see what we currently have and we say, I like some of this, but I don't like other parts of this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go try to find a whole different group of people and try to bring them into that and try to bring them into the office.
Yeah.
Okay. So absolutely there's a time and place for that. Absolutely there's a way for doing that, but you better have a plan if that's what you're thinking about doing instead of just running out there and trying to grab a whole bunch of people that aren't going to match either your culture or whatever it is that you offer in your company, right?
Yeah.
If you've got an office full of buyer's agents and all your tools are centered around buyer's agents and all the things that you do, all the classes that you offer and what you're good at and how you negotiate all comes from buyer's agents, but then you go out and you start trying to recruit a bunch of listing agents, it's not that you can't win them over and it's not that you can't bring them in the front door because you can, but if you're not prepared to have them there, they're not going to stay.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that you're saying and doing things that are help them understand how to run with their business the way that they need to based on the resources that you offer.
Yeah.
Right? Does that make sense? That you follow that?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah. And so whenever we talk to people, we run into that a decent amount. You know?
No, absolutely.
And I love it if you want to change, if you want to adapt, if you want to grow, if you want to be better, I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
But if you're going to start recruiting a different group of people, you have to make sure that inside your office, you're ready to actually have those people succeed in your environment, or otherwise you're just going to create a rolling group of people that are going to come in, you're going to spend time, effort, energy, and resources, and then they're going to end up leaving because it wasn't what they thought, and that's going to end up being your culture in the marketplace. And man, you just don't want that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got a question that kind of brought up, and I don't even know if this is what you want to talk about, but I think it's an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. Let's say, you know, our brokers out there have 10, 15, 20, maybe 50 agents, right? Mm-hmm. Or more. And then they wake up one morning, they're like, man, I picked the wrong niche.
Right.
Right. At that point, you know, maybe you got 50. Yeah, maybe you got 50 plus. You're not thinking I picked the wrong niche. Maybe you're thinking, I picked the right niche. I get it. But you may wake up and you say, gosh, I picked the wrong niche.
Yeah.
What do I do? I've got a house full of, I got a house full of kids that aren't my kids.
Right. Right. So, okay. So first of all, so it's good that you identify that.
Yeah.
It's good that you see that. And I think that probably happens more often than people think. Let me give you an example, right? So you were speaking kind of generally. Let me talk specifically, okay? So let's say that one day you quote unquote wake up and you realize that half or three quarters of the agents in your office, you don't know where they're getting their business from. They're not using your tools and systems. You don't know if they have transactions coming in or not coming in. They're not using your support systems. And you wake up and you look around and you go, oh my gosh, I don't know how connected all these people are with my brokerage.
Yeah.
That's really what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
That's the more likely scenario,
yeah.
Right? You know, somebody waking up and saying, and I know this isn't what you're asking, but just to be very super crystal clear about this, right? Somebody waking up one morning and going, oh my gosh, I wanted listing agents and I've got a whole bunch of buyer's agents,
yeah.
Right? That's not, you know, that's not necessarily really what we're worried about,
right?
What we're worried about is who and what we are as a company is not being leveraged or used or appreciated by the agents at all.
Gotcha.
And so the people that you have are not connected with what you offer.
Okay.
That's really what we're talking about.
Gotcha.
The niche that you have, the tools and systems and everything that you have should match the people that you're bringing in, because then they're going to use it. Then
right.
They're going to leverage it, right? If your whole plan is to just bring people in and have them completely 100% independent, I get that. There's absolutely a time and place for that. However, you better pay close attention to your recruiting ongoing, because something can happen, something can shift, and those people change, and all of a sudden you have a big exodus out the front door all at one time, right?
Yeah.
And so what we're really talking about is, what is it that you offer, and how does that match the people that you have in your office, and are they leveraging it? That's really what we're talking about whenever we talk about the niche.
Okay.
Okay.
So I want to ask for some samples.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, let's say I'm a broker and I'm like, I don't know what my niche is. Mm-hmm. Right? And, you know, I'm the kind of guy that, like, you know, I like modeling. I like, you know, looking at what other mm-hmm. people do and saying, well, that works. Let's put a spin on it and try mm-hmm. it this way.
Right.
Well, my niche is listings. Right. And it's like, okay, well, is that even a niche?
Right. Like,
give us some examples of just even two or three niches so that people can get an idea of, okay, oh, I see. Well, this is with a niche that I have in my brokerage.
Yeah. Here's the one that I would say that you probably have to be most careful with from my experience. Okay. And there could be a lot of people that are like, Matt, you're crazy. That never happens. Right. Okay. I get that. You know, say it in the comments and we'll talk about it. So I think that there are brokers that are in a franchise system that are like, you know what? I really want independent agents. I want agents that are experienced, that are bringing in their own business. I just make a little portion of whatever it is. They, you know, I don't have to do a lot. I want to bring them in. They call me when they have a question, but otherwise they're just out there running, going, and doing their own business. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're in a franchise system that has all these tools and systems and all these things that they're paying for. And what I don't think that they realize sometimes is that the agent looks around and says, I'm paying for stuff that I'm not using.
For sure.
I'm a very independent agent because that's what the broker wanted, because the broker didn't want to be engaged with me and work a whole lot and do a whole lot. They just wanted to answer questions when the time came, right? But the person's going to look around and go, well, I want independence. I'm more entrepreneurial minded. I don't need a system like this. I don't need a structure. I'm not using these tools and systems. But the broker is out chasing those people, trying to get them into the office.
Right.
And so that may or may not be a match.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's not a match.
Yeah.
And so you're out there trying to track down a certain type of agent that honestly does not fit into your model, into how you're doing things.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's a big one. That's part of the reason why we wanted to have this conversation is that specific situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Not all franchise systems are the same. Not everybody uses the franchise system the same. You can have two of them that have the same exact franchise system. One of them tries to use everything. One of them uses nothing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. However, the agent looks at it like they're paying for it, period.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they are.
Absolutely.
There's situations, they're, I don't know of any situations that they're not. Maybe there's a situation that there's not, but they're paying for it. And then somebody's going to come along and say, well, so tell me about your business. And they go, yeah, I do all these things. And they're going to go like, well, do you use any of the stuff that you're paying for over there? And the person's going to say, well, no. And the whole time that broker is like, well, I want independent agents. So they're out there chasing people that don't necessarily match what it is that, and so that's why they're struggling getting them in the front door.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So that's why we wanted to have this conversation. That's what we got to be super careful of.
Okay. Gotcha. So, yeah, I like that example. And so if I'm a broker, mm-hmm. and you know, maybe I'm in a franchise, maybe I'm not, maybe I'm thinking about joining a franchise, you know, You really have, so you're basically saying you really have to look before you make, you know, all these decisions, and you know, right. maybe you've already made your decision. That's okay.
Right.
You really have to look before you make these decisions at who is it that I want to support, or maybe I don't want to support in my model, mm-hmm. before you start really choosing what it is that you offer.
Absolutely.
The agents that you have. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's absolutely correct. And here's the cool part, right? So you kind of alluded to this in the beginning. Well, what if it doesn't match? What if it doesn't fit? What if I have this system and the system isn't matching the people in the marketplace and all that kind of stuff? It's completely okay. The key thing here is take a look around, assess the situation, look at your resources, look at your market, pay attention to all of that, and make some adjustments.
Yeah.
Take a look, because you know the truth is, every system can be adjusted by the broker to work in a market, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't know one that can't. Some work a lot better than others do,
right?
Depending on the market and the economy and the broker skill set and the agent population, there's a lot of things that factor into it. But with that being said, there's not many times that it can't work depending on the market that it's in.
Yeah.
Right. And so what we want to make sure that we're doing is we want to make sure that people are taking a look at what their resources are and making sure that they're trying to attract those agents.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that a lot.
Good.
Well, that being said, I'm really just trying to think, right? I have what I offer, mm-hmm. right? Because everyone offers something right now. Right. I have zero agents in my office. Mm-hmm. Maybe I have a few agents in my office as a broker.
Right.
Maybe if I have 50, no right. agents whatsoever, do I look at what I offer and then say, okay, I need to make whatever this would help, whoever this would help, that's who I need to go after? Or do I look at my tools and systems and say, well, I need to scrap these and get some new ones, because the people that this would be beneficial to is not necessarily, you know, who I want to work with.
Yeah, who's available in the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. So absolutely, you got to assess what it is that you offer.
Yeah. Right?
That's really what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So take a step back. The easiest way to make sure that you're going to service the agents that you hire the way that in a way that's consistent is if you take a look back at what you like to do and what your personality likes to do.
Yeah.
If you don't have the patience to work with new agents, right? Don't get into a franchise system and don't start using a bunch of tools and systems that are centered around new agents, right?
Right.
And don't, you know, buy training systems that are all centered around, you know, your first 30 days in real estate, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, focus on things that are going to allow you to do something consistently because you like it and it matches your personality. Right. Yeah. We know some brokers that are just very number oriented brokers. Right. And they just and that's what they like to do. But they don't have any commercial or any property management in their business. Right?
Right.
But that really would be very centered around what it is that they do and what they offer. So that's the kind of thing where you take a look at and say, okay, if I'm going to add new tools, if I'm going to add system, if I'm going to get rid of this and put this in place in my business, what matches what it is that I'm trying to accomplish with my business? And you take a look at those things and lean into those things. And here's probably a little bit more to your question of what you were asking, right? How do you start attracting people that are in that niche that match those resources of what you're, you know, what you're good at or what you like to do? You start by advertising those resources.
Okay.
Okay. You start by marketing and promoting those resources, right? So, so a great example, you know, one of our broker clients, you know, she has a CRM system that she uses. And so what she's done is she started marketing in her marketplace, and it's not a CRM that she's the only one that uses it.
Right. Okay.
Very widely known. If we said it, you know, most everybody on the podcast, listening to the podcast would have heard of it before. But what she did is she said, okay, I'm going to learn it myself, and I'm going to start training on it in my office, but I'm going to invite recruits to it. And then she got to a point where there were some other people in her market that were with a different company that understood the system really well. And so they did some classes together.
Yeah.
Where they're doing some classes together. So now she can invite a whole bunch of people to it. It's her as the broker of one company, and these people that are team leaders in another company, they're going to talk about this system and how to use it because there's several companies in the area that use that. Well, man, that's just focusing on that niche.
Yeah.
Because the team leader is not really looking to grow the brokerage that they're at. They want to grow their team. She wants to grow her brokerage. That's two completely different groups of people, possibly, that are going to be attending this class. Now they can invite everybody, and when they invite everybody, it's going to be something that's truly helpful, and it's coming from the perspective of a team leader and a broker. If you're an agent in the market, especially if you're struggling with that CRM and your own brokerage, you're going to be like, man, I'm going to go to that class.
Yeah.
So she taught the class, and she had one of the somebody from another brokerage that she's got a great relationship with that's contemplating making a move called and said, hey, me and another agent are thinking of, you know, went to one of your classes and we're thinking about applying this in our business. You know, when is your next class? And of course, her response is, well, my next class isn't scheduled yet, but how about if we sit down and go over this and do that, right? And I'll do it with just the two of you. Well, that's exactly what we want.
Right. Exactly.
that's how you grow inside that niche, and that's how you market that type of thing.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yep. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
This is a further topic on down the road, but I think it would be really cool. You know, because we talk all the time about how your recruiting has to match who you are as a broker as well.
It has to.
And so, you know, maybe we do a podcast on that niche as well, and you know, help everybody.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we have in our hub is you know, that we've got six different tactics. So there's some fundamental things that we do automation wise.
Yeah.
But there's six different tactics that you can use that help you recruit, and we've outlined those. You know, have a book club, or how do you use, you know, just listed yard signs to recruit and all that kind of stuff. So we've got some things like that in there because there's a lot of different ways of doing it. Don't try to overthink it. Just find one that matches what it is that you offer and go after that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, guys, really quick, before I sign off here, go down there and click on that link, Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society, if you haven't already, register for that. And you'll get an email Friday morning with a Zoom link and login details. And we'll see you there with a smile on our face. And hopefully you got a smile on your face. And we can talk about some recruiting. So, Matt?
Yep, one more thing.
One
really,
more thing, man.
Really quick.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
As you start to win with these people, and as you start to have those success stories, you need to start marketing those.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the broker that we were just talking about, when the person comes on board, instead of her just having a social post that says, hey, so-and-so joined my company, instead of just having that, now imagine that her social post says, you know, something along the line of, hey, Betty Sue, how are you going to help your clients in 2024? And she's going to say, well, you know, part of the reason why, you know, I connected with you is because you really helped me with my CRM, and now my customers are going to be able to get a whole new level of service because I can pay more attention to what's going on with it, right? So now all of a sudden, that agent is saying in the marketplace to other agents that are listening and to their customers and clients, hey, I can help you more now because I'm with this broker, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, welcome so-and-so to the company, right? Which nobody cares about, right?
So. Yeah, for sure. I'll tell you what people do care about, Matt.
What's that, Ben?
Why we do this.
And we do it for one reason. Why is that, Ben? You tell us this time.
What's up? Because we just want to be part of your win.
Absolutely.